The Abbott government is today denying allegations by human rights lawyer Julian Burnside that asylum seekers on Manus Island were offered relocation to Australia in return for withdrawing their witness statements about the death of a fellow detainee. Iranian Reza Barati was killed in February during unrest at Australia's Immigration Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea. Julian Burnside made the allegations as he accepted this year's Sydney Peace Prize last night. And while he wouldn't divulge his sources, he was adamant they're reliable. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, responded with a statement this morning in which he described the comments as false and offensive and accused Mr. Burnside of having proven form of political malice and opposition to the government's successful border protection policies. Sue Lannan has our report.
Students from a local high school drummed up the welcome to the ceremony to award the Sydney Peace Prize at the city's town hall. It's Australia's only international award for peace. Past winners include US intellectual Professor Noam Chomsky and Indigenous leader Pat Dodson.
Thank you, Julian Burnside. Certainly it is a privilege to hear you and certainly to be able to present the Sydney Peace Prize of 2014.
Former New South Wales Governor Dame Marie Beshear praised this year's winner, Julian Burnside QC, as a champion of human rights.
You, an Australian of outstanding qualities, distinguished as a barrister, a humanist, an author even of an imaginative story for children, and as we have heard tonight, a fearless humanitarian.
Julian Burnside is a high-flying corporate barrister, but he's also represented the stolen generations and refugees in court. He's an outspoken critic of Australia's treatment of asylum seekers. But Mr. Burnside says he's not taking a party political position.
Labor has never contradicted the Coalition's dishonest message about asylum seekers. The Coalition called them illegal. It's a lie. The Coalition called them queue jumpers. It's a lie. The Coalition suggests that we need to be protected from them. It's a lie.
In a wide-ranging acceptance speech, Mr. Burnside was scathing in his criticism of the investigations into the death of the Iranian asylum seeker Reza Barati. Mr. Barati was killed during a riot at the Australian-run Manus Island Detention Centre on Papua New Guinea in February.
I received a sworn statement from an eyewitness just 2 weeks after the event. It explained that an employee of the detention centre, armed with a length of timber with two nails driven through it, had lashed out at Reza Barati and had brought down two crushing blows on his head, lacerating his scalp with the nails that were still protruding from the timber. He fell to the ground and was then kicked repeatedly by a dozen employees from within the detention centre, including two Australians. They kicked him in the head and in the stomach as he tried to protect himself with his arms. And then another employee of the detention centre got a rock and brought it down on Reza Barati's head with such ferocity that it killed him. It has been months since, it's now been 8 months since Reza Barati was killed. No one has been brought to trial.
Two PNG men have been charged with murder, but their trial has been delayed. And last night, Mr. Burnside claimed witnesses have been offered the chance to relocate to Australia if they take back statements they've given about Mr. Barati's death.
My understanding is that some people in the Manus Island Detention Centre are being offered the opportunity of being taken to mainland Australia on condition that they withdraw any witness statements they've made.
The ABC has been unable to verify Mr. Burnside's claim, as he's declined to reveal his confidential sources. He says the world sees Australia as cruel and selfish because of the way asylum seekers are treated.
Boat people who manage to get to Australia are mistreated in every possible way, as if somehow that will make us feel better or safer.
Hours earlier, the Sydney Town Hall hosted a memorial service for former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam. Mr. Burnside says the country needs more politicians of Mr. Whitlam's calibre.
Whitlam was a colossus, but a survey of today's political landscape shows that we're led by midgets.
And that's the winner of this year's Sydney Peace Prize, Julian Burnside. That report from Sue Lannan.